Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm talking with Fraser mission partner Louise Cardoso, who is planting a church in Glasgow, Scotland. And each day, I'll be asking him a question so we can get to know him a little better and learn about his ministry. Well, Louise, thank you so much for your time this week as we are looking forward to this coming Sunday. You're going to be preaching with us. And so my question today is, what are you really hoping people take away from the message this Sunday?
God gave me a great message, and I know it's not about the message. The preacher is about the message, but the great message of the Lord is a twofold message. And that's what I would like to invite the whole church. My friends, if you have someone that you'd like to have an encounter with Jesus, invite them. Not because, Louis, I have nothing that I can do anything for anyone, but the message this Sunday will in one way present Jesus and what he did for each and every one of us. I'll be sharing about the whole Jesus and Barabbas and what Jesus did for every one of us on that moment. So it is a way to introduce Jesus to people and help people to make the right decision, but it will be a great challenge to everyone. Why? Because we all have option, and we will have an option on the end of that service. What will we do with Jesus called the Christ? Release him to the world or keep him just on a corner, quiet, in a box until next Sunday? So I hope that challenges everyone. I hope that we may bring people that maybe were never exposed to church or they are far away from church for a while. And my prayer is that everyone may leave the Sunday service knowing God loves them. And God has a plan for their lives that go far beyond what they can have. It's who they are. And that is eternal. Jesus loves you, has a plan for you. And the plan of Jesus doesn't stop when we accept him. That's the vacuum of some churches. People, sometimes they are so focused in, wow, Jesus loves me. Great, Jesus loves you. And then if someone becomes Christian, now work well, save for retirement. Have a great pension, a nice in the lake, a house in the lake, and I'll see you when you retire. No, God loves you, and he has a continuing, growing plan for your life that starts now and continue for the whole eternity.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that, and we'll be praying for God to bless that message. We'll be praying for all the folks that are going to be coming in to worship with us in person, and will be watching on television and online, that the Holy Spirit would be present with them. I really wish everyone could sit with you, Louise, and get just a sense of your anointing and the encouraging spirit that I sense in you just being here, even over this Zoom call. I just really appreciate your time, and we'll be continuing to pray for you guys and your ministry there in Glasgow, and I'm so appreciative of all that you have shared with us this week, so thank you so much.